Kia ora te whānau, welcome back to a new podcast episode. Ko te kaukura points and tōku ingoa, huri tēnei no Ngāti Kahunganu Ngātu, hoi te whakatohia hoki. And this is the Māori Millennial Podcast where I talk all about personal finance, investing and entrepreneurship. Nau mai hoki mai e te whānau, welcome back if you have you been here before, and no mai, haere mai if you haven't. I'm really excited for today's podcast episode or YouTube video if you guys are viewing this online, and the reason being is that I went and I got to meet Robert Kiyosaki at his live event. My mum bought me tickets for his event, and oh my gosh, I'm so grateful. So she got them for my 21st. She got me VIP tickets to meet him. So that means that I got to watch the show. I got to go to like a little cocktail dinner event. Oh, not dinner. Cocktail party event afterwards. Meet him. Take a photo with him. You didn't really get to talk to him because he, you know, is a famous guy. So you got to have a photo. So I touched him for like 1 second and then carried on with the cocktail evening and got to talk and mix and mingle with the other people at the event, which was really exciting because many of those people were wealthy people, so that was really awesome to be able to be in the vicinity of wealthy people. This is where progress is made, by meeting people better than you, by people meeting people who are already on track, who are already doing more amazing things than you are. And so I was probably the poorest person there, and I loved that. That was amazing. But today's episode is all about the things that I learned. I can't put all of them into one episode because there are so many. So today we're going to start with three because that's a good place to start. But there are so many things that I learned that I'm going to share with you guys, but it's going to be a process, okay? So many people are like, oh my God, where do you make a content about this? Let's just start with three because sometimes things just take longer to sit, you know, absorb. This is me a couple weeks after the event. These are three big things that have stuck out. The first one is that Robert Kiyosaki says consistently, buy gold, silver, and Bitcoin. Aroha mai whanau. The Māori Millennial disclaimer. This is not financial advice. This is not investing advice. This is all for educational purposes only. Please do your own research. Kapai. So he says buy gold, silver and Bitcoin. Okay. I, before going to the event, was no, I don't want to do Bitcoin. No, Bitcoin's so volatile, it just goes up and down. No, no, no. And I was humbled that I just haven't done any research. And if I asked myself, you know, what do you actually know about Bitcoin? I don't know. Sorry, it's buy gold, silver, and cryptocurrencies. But if I actually ask myself, what do I know about crypto? I don't know much, and that's the truth. I'm very uneducated about this. There's obviously so many scammers on the internet, and every single hacker that, well, they don't hack my account, but they create fake multi-millionaire accounts on like Instagram and TikTok, and they're always scamming people with crypto stuff. And I just don't understand it, but it has a negative connotation towards it because, you know, people are doing that. So I just haven't bothered to even investigate. That was a very good reminder for myself that you need stop being closed-minded. Open your mind up to new ideas, to new concepts, and actually learn about them before you make a judgment. Because I don't actually know much at all about crypto. And I'm going to do a lot of research about this, and then I'll make some episodes later. But I'm not going to do that until I actually know what I'm talking about, because I'm not going to put out fake stuff out here. So, yeah, that's a interesting thing. Buy gold, silver, and cryptocurrencies. And the reason he recommends buying gold and silver is that these are commodities, they hold their value, and they grow over time. And I've just recorded an episode about gold and some of the risks and rewards to investing in gold. But just as a quick little recap, some of the benefits of investing in gold is that, one, it's a different asset class. It doesn't really correlate with other asset classes like the stock market. And so it acts as a really good way to diversify your portfolio. The next one is that a lot of investors like that it's a tangible asset that you could have it, you know, you can hold it. With Goldie, which is a platform I use to buy gold, they store it, they secure it and everything, so you can't do that there. But it's, you know, something cool to know that sitting in Wellington is real gold that you've purchased. But more details down below about that. And some of the things to be wary of when it comes to gold is that you don't get any income from it. So with other investment classes, you may be able to earn a, you know, dividends coming in through your shares, or with a rental property, you'll be able to earn rental income. With gold, there's nothing. You don't get an income stream with it. The only way to make money with gold is through capital gains and it going over, growing in value over time. So I thought those were interesting things. Buy gold, silver, and cryptocurrencies. It was something that I still need to fully absorb and think about how I can do this. So step one for me is doing more research about cryptocurrencies, because I don't know much about them at all and I would like to. There is something called halving season coming up, and apparently after halving season the cost of them go up, and so I don't have much time, so I'm going to do some research on cryptocurrencies and then I'm going to get back to you guys, because I need to understand what's happening there. And the second thing I learned was that rich people don't like all of their friends. I need to say this again. Rich people don't like all of their friends. This shook my mind, okay? This really shook my mind, because I have been on this journey where not all of my friends are coming on this journey with me to financial freedom. Some of those I've had to leave because they aren't helping me, they were bringing me down, they were negative influences in my life, and I had to stop being friends with these people because they weren't helping me on my journey. Right? And so it's been quite lonely for me lately because I don't have many friends at all. None on this journey with me. None are investing, building businesses. Actually, I'm sorry. I do have one. I have one friend who's a business owner and is investing, and she wants to become a multi-millionaire too. But she lives in America. Shout out to my friend Amelia. She's awesome. She is the founder and director of Learn Māori Abroad. She's awesome. But in Aotearoa, in my life, in my everyday life, I have no one on this journey with me. No one, you know, waking up at 4 a.m. with me. No one coming to the gym with me, you know, twice a day when I'm doing 75 hard. There is no one who supports my business like I do. There is, you know, just, there's no one, you know. And I do have family that, you know, they'll do the odd comment, oh, well done, you know, blah, blah, blah. Often only when I actually do something good. But there's no one here by my side through it all. No friends. I've got no friends that are on this waka with me. And it is so sad and it's so lonely for me. But there are people who are on that journey who I haven't prospered a friendship with. And what I mean by that is there are some older Pākehā women, older Pākehā men who are business people who get what I'm doing and who encourage it and who support it, that I just don't get along with. And I think there's a cultural breakdown, a lot of the ignorant comments, you know, around toitū tetiriti, you know, things like that, puts me off, right? I don't want to be friends with these people because I guess it's just too triggering for me. Like, I went to a Pākehā school when I grew up and I was the only Māori kid. There was some islanders there as well, but I was the only Māori kid. It was really scary. Like, no one liked me. I got bullied all the time. And so now, I'm not racist, okay? My papa was Pākehā, no, but but like, I didn't get along with these people, right? And what I learned from this workshop was that you don't really have to like your friends. And that's what I've learned from Robert Kiyosaki, and the example is that he put up a slideshow about some of the things he's done, and on a few of those slides, it was about his book that he wrote with Donald Trump. And he was like, I hate Donald Trump, but, you know, we're really good buddies, but, you know, I don't like how he did this, and I don't like how he did that, and I don't like how... I was like, I've never heard someone talk so much smack about their so-called friends. But then I heard it again with other people. Lots of people at this event, even other speakers, because there were lots of speakers who weren't just Robert Kiyosaki, other successful speakers, they kind of, I don't know, they use the positive things in their friends. They see the positive things and they use those to help propel them to move forward in life. So Robert Kiyosaki obviously saw something in Donald Trump that was going to allow him to do more in his life. Being friends with the president of your country, you know, I'm assuming is a very helpful position to be in. I'm reading this book at the moment. It's called How to Win Friends and Influence People. And this book is saying the exact same thing. The chapter that I read last night, which I'm still stunned about and I just can't figure it out. And it says, become genuinely interested in other people. And it also talks about seeing the positives in a lot of people. This is really hard for me because I'm the type of person that if you wrong me, I just cut you off and I don't talk to you. That's obviously a coping strategy I have, a trauma response, but that's what I do. And I'm learning that maybe my approach hasn't been the best approach after all. And I'm only doing that it's only been in the past 6 months, honestly, because I was the friend who continually got things stolen from, people stolen from me, people have let me down, people have done bad things to me, and I was the person who gave them second chances, third chances, fourth chances, and I was the person who ended up burned. And so now I'm so if you wrong me once, I'm like, okay. You know, this is the end of our journey. because I don't want to get hurt again. And what I learned from this seminar, sorry to get so deep on you guys, but like I just feel like it's worth talking about. One of the things I learned from the seminar was that maybe it's not that deep. Maybe it's really not that deep. These rich people seem to not really have many, like, yeah, obviously they have feelings, but they don't seem to just really like think about things as much as I do. They kind of just go, okay, this guy's useful, I'm going to use him for this specific thing. Is that a right thing to do? Is that a good thing to do? Why do I have to just use people? No, I don't think so. But I think it's interesting how they do this and how they're able to use other rich people to propel themselves forward. I thought that was an interesting thing. But I'm going to move on to part three, which is my third thing that I learned. And this one is that your excuses are stupid. Your excuses are stupid. I learned this because many of the speakers that were speaking had been homeless, had no friends, they had unsupportive families, they had nothing going for them. One of the guys that he did a presentation, I can't remember his name for the life of me, but he put on this picture of when he was like 13 and he, you know, looked like a normal 13-year-old. Like, his hair was all over the place. He had pimples all over his face and, you know, and then he was standing here and he had just grown so much and he had transformed. And he was also very anxious when he was 13 and, you know, all that time. He couldn't have conversations with people. You know, just a lot of, I feel like there's a lot of people with social anxiety who would relate with that. But he was just struggling so much and he transformed his life, and I just thought that was just so cool. And all the other speakers, they had gone through terrible times. Like, they had been homeless and not had any money, they had gone bankrupt, but they had recovered from these things. And so why I say your excuses are stupid is because if they can do that, then why can't you? Why can't we? Because I keep on using these dumb excuses. I'm like, oh, you know, but I have it's hard being Māori, it's difficult, it's, you know, we have so much racism to endure, we have so many hard times that we go through that nobody else understands, we have all this, you know, stuff to deal with. And I'm just reminded by reality, am I gonna let being Māori be an excuse or be a reason to not succeed? No. We're going to use all of these negative things and we're going to squash them down and we're going to say, if you, I deserve better. That's what all these people did at this workshop. They were like, no, I don't care if I come from a family that's poor. There was a guy who, he had two alcoholic parents. I think he moved out of home when he was like 15, you know. And he just struggled. He struggled and struggled and struggled for, you know, 10, 15 years. And now he's super duper wealthy, you know, flying on private jet wealthy to New Zealand to do a little 45-minute talk, then jumping back on your private jet and flying back to like Bangkok or wherever you're going. Like, these people are wealthy. And the difference between them and us is that they don't make excuses for the success that they have. Like, they didn't sit there and go, oh, where, my parents suck, you know. They just got up and they did their work. And I think it was a very timely reminder that my excuses that I make in my own life, that I'm assuming you guys do too, they're just not right. They're just not. We can do whatever we want to do because we have that power in us, you know. I just think that's such an interesting... I learned so much at that event and I'm so excited to record the other episodes with you. But just as a recap for today, the first one, buy gold, silver and crypto. Don't buy anything today. Please do your research. Number two, rich people don't like all of their friends. What's that about? Number three, your excuses are stupid. My excuses are stupid. That's us for today. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Please let me know if you guys have any questions, follow-up questions. I'm going to record another one of these with some other things that I've learnt because I learnt so much. It's not all going to fit in one episode. But that's us for today. Over and out. Hope you guys enjoyed it.